Well, we're at the Raven tent here at Husker Harvest Days. We're going to talk with Gary Eslink, who is the product manager for application controls with Raven. And we're going to look at a new product from Raven, the Hawkeye Nozzle Control System. Gary, give us a little demonstration here of what you're doing.
Okay. The Hawkeye system is a pressure nozzle control system. So by this, we maintain a constant pressure, and through the constant pressure we maintain a consistent spray pattern as we go through the field. So as a person slows down for a waterway or a draw, you don't lose your spray pattern because we're running it with pulse width modulated valves. We're electronically controlling these pulse width modulated valves, and they run on a duty cycle, on versus off. Slower you go, the more it's in the off cycle. The faster you go, it's more in the on cycle. And so through that, we're able to maintain that consistent spray pattern. And I can turn this on for you. And so what we have a demo here of the six nozzle bodies. And it is on an ISO system with Raven ISO CAN. And we have individual boards that communicate to a main ECU or node in the system that controls the whole system. And it controls the flow, regulates the flow, and it also regulates the pressure all in one unit. It's an ISO-based system, so it's on. Not only does it work with the Raven Viper 4, it also will work with other certified ISO task controllers or displays in the system. So this Hawkeye system is not exclusive just to Raven and their CAN system. It'll work with other ISO systems as well.
And the benefits, again, to the producer?
The benefits is consistent spray pattern. And some of the other things we have as we operate this is individual valve diagnostics. It's constantly, each valve body is always sending a message back to the main ECU, which comes up on the display, that everything is working right. If there's any kind of failure, we get an instant message. So that's on our base system. The other thing we have is turn compensation. Everybody knows as you take a curve with a sprayer, your outside booms are turning much faster than your inside. I've had farmers tell me that what happens is they'll actually burn crops on the inside and they won't put enough on and they'll have weeds show up. So what we have with turn compensation is the fact that we regulate the amount that is sprayed across the whole boom, so you're actually putting more on as your outside boom goes faster and you're putting less on as the inside boom moves slower. This is something that we're showing to the public. We're releasing it at the end of November. It'll be out for market. I think the other thing is, as nice as it is, it's also a very easy install. It's something that you can take and put on your system in probably only 3 to 4 hours.